On Robinhood Radio, most of you are familiar. We have been interviewing Ray Castellani, the superintendent of the Weeputuck School District, a number of times over the past month and a half on the school budget vote and the Board of Elections vote and all that change. But also we did an interview talking about an interesting program that is coming to Weeputuck. It's been tried elsewhere, and it's now going to be tried at Weeputuck thanks to a big donation from the Foundation for Community Health in Sharon, Connecticut. One of the people and one of the major players in this whole healthcare operation that's going to be going on at the Weeputuck School District is Lindsay Farrell, who is the president and CEO of Open Door. Now, Open Door is basically the program that's going to be operating at Weeputuck. Lindsay, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about this step, because before we actually started doing this interview, we talked that we have the major funder, which is the Foundation for Community Health. We have the Weeputuck School District, which is going to be operating this. And we have Open Door, which obviously is going to be providing a lot of setup and operational and information and instructions. So let's go over, first of all, explain to people what Open Door is.
Sure. Open Door is a federally qualified health center. And so federally qualified health centers, there are more than 1,400 of us all across the United States. And we operate multiple locations in our service areas. And we receive federal funding to set up physician practices, dental offices, behavioral health practices, where clinicians just haven't traditionally practiced because they're low-income people in the area, and there's not a lot of money to be made. So the government makes resources available so that organizations like ours, FQHCs, will set up practices to take care of low-income people.
And for people listening, Open Door is no new kid on the block. You've been around for 48 years.
Exactly. Yep. We were founded in 1972 in Ossining, New York, just down the street from the very famous Sing Sing prison.
That's right. Well, I wanted to point that out because sometimes people can get scared of thinking about organizations coming in and creating something and doing something, and they're new organizations and they don't have the wherewithal. But Open Door obviously has the wherewithal, and what's going to happen at Weeputuck, you have done it with other schools in New York State, correct?
We have. We love school-based health. It's just a wonderful model, and we're so grateful to Weeputuck for finding us and inviting us to talk about this future partnership.
Now, you've been through the hardest part, which is a meeting with the Board of Education.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes.
I say that laughing, and it's not anything, but the Board of Education obviously is going to be an investigative commission. But so let's explain how this program, Ray explained a little bit about it about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, how this program is going to work and what the benefits are. And this is the amazing thing that I found out talking to Ray, the incredible benefits that are now open once this is up and running to the students in the Weeputuck school system, healthcare benefits that they are probably missing now.
Yes. Well, school-based health centers are set up in communities where there are children who are low-income, and their parents just aren't able, for whatever reason, to take a day off from work, to leave their job. Maybe they don't even have a local pediatrician. And so our experience in Westchester County was, the first day of school in September, we would have like hundreds and hundreds of children sitting in our waiting room. They hadn't been immunized and weren't able to get into school. So that made us realize that there was a problem in the community. And the more we learned about school-based health centers, the more we realized what a great solution it was. It's not for every community, but it's a great thing for some communities.
Well, I remember, I'm 67, okay? I'm an old codger. But I remember in school, especially in grammar school, when you went in, at first there was a school nurse, and you did do a battery of eye tests and hearing tests and things like that. And I know that sounds really primal, but really, this sounds to me like an extended function of that. Sometimes some of the old ideas are new again, and especially with the depth and width that you're going to provide with the service.
Yeah, so those were screenings, and yes, schools indeed have to do screenings, and then if the school nurse or whoever is doing the screening identifies that care actually needs to be provided, you know, that's the limitation. Yeah. And so in a school-based health center, there's an actual licensed clinician, most cases it's a nurse practitioner, who is located within the four walls of the school, usually adjacent to the school nurse, and he or she can treat the child. So it can do a little bit more than just do the screening. They can actually, you know, administer the immunization, or if the child has a common illness like strep throat, for example, they can do the strep test and they can actually prescribe the medication. And sometimes, you know, they might even have the medication on site and can administer it right there to the child. So mom or dad don't have to drive to school, pick the kid up, take the child to the physician's office. And indeed, if the child does have a local physician, of course, consents are obtained. So, you know, we can't take care of children whose parents haven't consented to have us do this. So the consent process is a really important aspect of the program. But if we have the consent, then, you know, we can administer the antibiotic, for example. So it's a great, thing, particularly if for working parents, I think.
We are speaking with Lindsay Farrow, who's the president and CEO of Open Door, heavily involved in this Weebatuck Health Clinic, which hoped to be set up by this coming school year, but with everything with the pandemic and more, it might be set up a little bit later. What interested me, and maybe you can clarify for me for this isn't just really for, okay, let's find out if a child's sick, they've got blah, blah, blah. You're really there to promote, first of all, the thing that makes modern medicine the greatest, preventive medicine, and also wellness, nutrition, and things like that, right?
Exactly. That's why we love being embedded in a school district, because we can really be a force for health and wellness. And so in our other school districts, you know, they have wellness committees, and we've worked with the school district to get, like, better food in the cafeteria, for example, or to encourage, you know, families and school district personnel to exercise and do more walking. And so it's a really wonderful thing when you can be another trusted partner with a focus on health and wellness.
Now, when you set this up at other schools, how long did this setup basically take? I know Weebatuck has already set aside some rooms for this, and Weebatuck has to provide some of the setup stuff and inside the school itself, and of course the community Foundation for Community Health is going to provide the $100,000. How long does it take normally to put this together so it can begin operating in the school? I mean, in your usage of this in the past and putting it in public schools.
Sure. It, you know, the challenge is the New York State Department of Health, and so we are licensed by the New York State Department of Health, and they actually have to physically come in and inspect the location to make sure that we're adhering to all of the state DOH regulations. So they have to approve the drawings, and then they have to physically come on site to make sure that everything is up to snuff. And so, you know, given all the challenges in normal, you know, dealings with the state, and particularly now, you know, this isn't going to happen overnight. It will take time.
That's what Ray was talking about. Now, do you envision basically in rural communities that have school districts like Weebatuck, this happening more and more and more?
You know, New York State has more school-based health centers than any other state in the nation, and so it recognizes that this is a great model for, you know, just making healthcare accessible to children. And so, yes, in urban districts and in rural districts, it really just depends on the makeup of the district. Does the school have space that they can give up to, you know, allow enough room so that the clinicians have enough space to be able to operate? And then is the school board willing to do this? Sometimes, you know, local physicians in the area are uncomfortable with it, and so that can be a barrier as well. But as I noted earlier, we work really, really hard to, if a child does have a local pediatrician, we're certainly in communication with that doc about what's going on.
And one final question about these, like the Weebatuck Health Clinic and other health clinics, the ones that you have done in the past, have you seen an immediate return, positive return on that health clinic being in that school?
Yes, yes. And the way we measure it is in terms of seat time. And so what you see is a reduction in absenteeism, which is great. That means, you know, the kids are in school more often, and so that's great for everybody. And then we have other things that we look at, which is, you know, for example, rates of immunizations, asthmatic children who have asthma, and how quickly, you know, they return to health and what have you. So we have a number of sort of clinical indicators that we follow very closely. Obesity, that's another one. That's a big one. You know, unfortunately, it's a real problem in school-age children these days, and so we see that coming, those rates coming down over time.
Now, once again, this is coming to the Weebatuck Central School District. It was planned to come sometime this year, but it probably won't start till either late this year or early next year, the Weebatuck Health Clinic. And I didn't realize how complicated it was, but when you add the funding from one source, the school providing other things, and now we speak to you, Lindsay, and find out what Open Door provides, this really is quite a project to put together and get up and running.
Indeed, it is, but we've done it before, and we know that patience is important because, yes, there's a lot of players that are interacting with the approvals, but I'm confident, you know, that we will be approved eventually, and we will be up and running ideally in 2021.
Lindsay, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
My pleasure, Marshall. Thank you.